I'm riding my bike on Lobsterville Road. It's a short ride, but a magnificent one nonetheless. The smell of Rosa Rugosa is overwhelmingly intoxicating. I am inhaling and smiling and pedaling. And then I am thinking, did you ever smell anything so sweet? That color pink, isn't that exactly the color of the bathing suit I want? Almost a magenta. Look at all those daisies growing wild on the side of the road. Well, I would love wild daisies in my meadow. I could just pick a few by their root and plant them, and I bet I could have a field of those happy things by next spring. Then, like in dreams where transition isn't necessary, I jump right to how is it that I live here in this beautiful, magical place? How did I get here? What quirk of fate decided I would have such beauty and ease in my life? And then finally, after all the vital mental chatter, I catch myself. The thing I have been trying to do for a million lifetimes. The thing that stops me from literally smelling the literal roses. The compulsive thinking thing. The constant monkey mind. The problem is, I can't smell the flowers and be in my head describing the flowers at the same time. Left brain meets right brain, that old corpus callosum. Mine seems to be in need of bridge repair. The questions, the rhetorical questions, the constant meaning of life queries that don't get me anywhere. I once had a therapist who said, "Why do you give everything away so fast?" 30 years ago, when she asked, I had thought she meant stuff. My sister would say, "I love that T-shirt," and off would come the T-shirt. A friend would say, "I love that mug," and before she could finish her lemon ginger tea, I had pushed it into her bag. But my therapist hadn't meant my mugs and my clothes. She had meant my experience. Why editorialize them? Why put them in poems so fast? Why call someone and talk about them? Why couldn't I just have them, she wondered. In the early 70s, I read Be Here Now, the landmark book of the 60s, the book that changed my life, the book that changed a lot of people's lives. I remember thinking, how brilliant, what a concept. I never heard of such a thing. I never heard such wisdom, such sage advice. Yet it's so obvious. Kids do it all the time. Me, I tend to be there then, or before, or after. But during? During's a big challenge for me. One time, when the idea of a now was still new, I was walking in the woods talking to myself. Be here now. Wow, I want to live like that. In fact, I thought, I'm going to live like that. From now on, I'm not going to keep thinking of what I should have said, what I should have done, what I'm going to say, what I meant to do, what I planned to do. I must have spent 25 minutes with this monologue looping round and round in my mind. And all of a sudden, an acorn plopped directly on top of my head. I looked up and then I laughed for a solid 95 seconds. God, or whoever is in charge of my self-awareness alarm clock, has a sense of humor and rang the buzzer. And now, 30 years later, here I am again. Be here now. Yeah, definitely. Cool. Gonna try that. Gonna remember this. Gonna commit to this discipline. Right after I call my sister and tell her about the roses.